here we are live on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the radio station of the UBC campus, University of British Columbia in Vancouver. And you may be listening online anywhere in the world, or this could be on podcast. If you're curious about past shows, you want to keep up with the show week to week and you can't listen live, go to Google and type in OzStranded, OzStranded, and lots of radio goodness there for you with over 100 podcasts of Australian and Canadian music, as produced by myself. My name's Matt, and I like to dig into the archives and play older music, which I'm going to do today. But coming up later in the show, we have due in the studio a gentleman named Jason Lowe, who should be here. He's an Australian artist who's passing through town, and he'll be in with his guitar. We'll have a chat and he'll play some songs. We'll play some new Canadian music too. But let's start off with the older stuff. So last year, or could have been earlier this year, I had kind of a secret admirer. He was dropping off these Australian CDs in bags and without any name on them, and I didn't know who it was. But I was very appreciative, and over the months I slowly played some of the music. So there's actually two NXS CDs in that pile, and I wanted to get to them today. NXS, of course, I mean, when most people think of Australian music, NXS is the band they think of at one point. Like, they were literally probably the biggest band in the world at one point in the 80s. It really started to kick off for them in 1985, around that point. So I'm going to play for you a few tracks from an album called The Swing, which I guess was the first really major release. It came out in 1984. And then I'm going to play for you a few tracks off the album Welcome to Wherever You Are from 1992. So, of course, NXS put out a number of records, but we'll only be visiting these two today. So, I guess, while we're all very familiar with who NXS was, of course, a superstar lead singer, of course, Michael Hutchence. Other members were Gary Beers, Andrew Farris, John Farris, Tim Farris, Kurt Pengelly, Kieran Gribben. And, of course, they continued after Michael died. So there was that whole sort of saga with that gentleman, J.D. Fortune, who they... he won the competition to be their singer, and then they fired him, and then they got him back. He's a Canadian, of course, J.D. Fortune. But anyway, way back... NXS did start as a genuine pub band. They really did their time, slogged it out. So they earned the respect of people, and it became one of those kind of fairy tale stories where they broke it in America. So around this time, let's bring you back to 1984. So I'm just reading here on the net. So following a performance in Toronto, the band was approached by producer Nile Rodgers, and by September of 83, they had recorded the song Original Sin, which is still one of their most well-known singles. So this is what Andrew Farris had to say. He said, "We were fresh off the road, so we had the basic song completed, and we'd been playing it live in the set. He was talking to us through the headphones, kind of saying things that were meant to encourage us, and we figured he was just getting levels and stuff on the whole band playing together. But after we'd run it down a couple of times, he said, 'Okay, come in, have a listen.' We went in, and the control room was full of people dancing. Apart from adding background vocals and sax solo, we were finished. We didn't even know he was recording." So it was just instantly a song that people gravitated to. So let's start off with Original Sin. This is NXS from 84 from the Swing album. Then we'll play two more tracks from that record.
Of the murder committed, White boy, white girl. pretending, 'cause I understand. The hide and seek we play with facts, it changes on demand.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back here on Stranded, so we're revisiting INXS today. And that was three tracks from the album called The Swing from 1984, so one of their first major releases that really got them noticed, particularly in the United States, and it was on and upward from there for the band. Of course, that huge album was Kick. But then by 1992, well, the world changed suddenly, didn't it? Well, musically, anyway, with the big rise of grunge and alternative rock. So when the album Welcome to Wherever You Are came out, it, I guess, you know, not the best time for INXS. All of a sudden, the world just was hooked on Nirvana and that grungier, rawer, edgier sound. And so this album is not a bad album. There's some good songs on it. I'm going to play for you a few tracks. This is a Welcome to Wherever You Are. But at the time, it didn't really get, it didn't get a hugely positive reception. At the time, they were aiming for a direction where they were really trying to, I guess, incorporate some of the influences of U2, the Octong Baby kind of record. They had a 60-piece orchestra, so all this big stuff, you know, which was the antithesis of the stripped-back raw grunge. It's funny, I've actually just been reading this book on the bus, a book called Grunge is Dead. It was the oral history of Seattle rock music. So, I mean, just for context, here's Jack Endino, the producer. He says here, so 1992 was the year Nirvana knocked Michael Jackson off the charts. Pearl Jam started selling a million records. Soundgarden was doing better and better. And the shows were selling out. You had Lollapalooza. The whole thing intensified, went to another level. It wasn't just the British press talking about it anymore. It wasn't just college radio. It wasn't the indie scenes talking about Seattle. It was suddenly the cover of Effing Time magazine. At that point, it was like, oh my God, what have we done? Be careful what you wish for, because you might get it. So that was the cultural context when this album from INXS came out. And let's revisit it, because there's some good songs, you know? Just a different time. They weren't quite aligned with what was going on. So here we go. This is INXS. I'm going to play for you three tracks from the 1992 record. Welcome Wherever You Are, starting out with Heaven Sent, then Taste It and Not Enough Time. Hope you enjoy this trip back to 92. We'll be right back.
Everything and ever one to you. Not enough time.
Summer, too, the biggest names in metal, Lamb of God and Deathlok, will join forces for a 34-show North American tour hitting Vancouver, August 2nd at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre with special guest Gojira. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster, Scrape Records, and UnionEvents.com.
And we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and just a revisit to the past. INXS, of course, when a lot of people think of Australian music, they think of INXS straight away. And, well, of course, I play mostly independent music here. Occasionally, I like to dip into the past and something like INXS. And as I said, you know, those tracks you just heard there off the Welcome to Wherever You Are album that was 1992. And, you know, people's attention was elsewhere, so that album didn't really get that big a reception. But some good songs. Heaven Sent, Taste It, Not Enough Time. There you go. There's some old INXS for you. But to bring it right to present, we actually have... Jason Lowe has actually shown up. He is an Australian troubadour of sorts, singer-songwriter. He's got his guitar, and so he has knocked on the door here at the studio, and he's in. So we'll get straight to him while he's preparing. I'll be right back.
I knew I had a problem, but I didn't know what to do about it.
I tried counting calories, I took pills, eating and eating and then more eating.
I really wanted to stop, but nothing could make me stop.
At one point, it was so bad that I just felt like giving up.
I felt so alone.
Like nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. People who want to stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
Overeaters Anonymous, help me get my life back.
Now I eat in a way that's healthy and good for me.
I never realized what I was missing out on.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at oa.org.
All right, so we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, live from the UBC campus in Vancouver. And yes, we have Jason Lowe. He has arrived. A little bit of drama getting here, but no problem. That has happened before to other guitar-slinging Australian people who've come on this show. So don't worry, Jason. Hi, how are you?
Good, Matt. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem at all. So, Jason, I I have here in your hand the CD. So Sarah, the music director, emailed me because she said you came in personally or something.
Yeah, I dropped in the other day. I've been here for a month now as of Friday, and I pulled in and dropped off the CD to Sarah, two copies, and she told me about you right away. So
yeah,
it's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, I'm glad she emailed because, it was in my little pigeonhole here, and great timing. So, Jason, honestly, I hadn't heard of you before, so this is so cool. How did you come about being here this week in Vancouver? How did this all happen?
Well, I kind of always, my big idols, musical idols, have been Joni Mitchell and Neil Young, and I've spent a lot of time in America in the past just traveling to write, and but I never got up here to Canada because I never really knew anybody, and you get to see so many new places if you know people as opposed to being a tourist.
Yeah.
And so finally, after a year of slugging away in a job and doing my album, I thought it was time. Instinctively, I knew it was time to come to Canada and give it a shot, and it just felt like an instinctive thing to do. So I booked the ticket, and here I am.
Wow. And so you arrived how long ago?
A month ago.
And you've been here in Vancouver the whole time? Or?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly a month today.
Yeah.
In East Vancouver, van staying.
Oh, great.
Commercial drive.
Great. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of area. Good spot. Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. And already I've seen you've got gigs lined up. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've had my head down working really hard on the internet and sending out dozens and dozens of applications here, there, and everywhere. And,
yeah.
I'm starting to look at a bit of a tour now. I'm going to try and branch out a bit. But just trying to do as much as I can in the before my money runs out.
Well, let's go straight into a track. So it's always best to let the music speak first, I think, and then I'll ask you a bit more about your life before here. What are you going to play for us?
Well, I guess I'll play this song. It's kind of like the single off the album. It's called Sails of Shimmer.
Okay, so we're talking to Jason Lowe here. He is an Australian singer-songwriter. He's got his acoustic here, capo on the first fret. And, let's hear a track.
Thank you.
Never know. scene's shifting. Be who you feel. Time's got the rope, and you shimmer. New sails of hope, and there I will ride.
Thank you, Jason Lowe.
Thank you.
The first little musical treat for us here live in the studio. This is CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. So Jason, that is off this record.
Yeah, second track.
Second track, Sails to Shimmer. Beautiful song. Yeah. Wow.
Thanks, man.
So Jason, he's popped in the studio, and he's from Australia, from Victoria. You're from Victoria?
Yeah, originally from Newcastle, and now I'm 2 hours south of Melbourne, down right south.
What's the nearest, what would you call, like Geelong? Is it Geelong?
Yeah, right near Geelong. I'm in Janjuk, next to Torquay.
So
home of the Great Ocean Road and Bell's Beach and all that stuff.
Yeah. Listeners, even Canadian listeners have probably heard of those two places. Definitely places to visit once in your life. I have fond memories of a trip down there. Beautiful.
And Xavier Rudd's from Janjuk too.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
And do you happen to ever cross paths with him?
No, but his parents live across the street.
So oh, wow.
They're right there. His family, all his brothers live there. He's got about six brothers or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never seen him down there, but he's around sometimes.
Well, he's here more often than not. He's
he's
another Australian who tours Canada a lot.
Yeah.
You're so independent in what you're doing here. It was your own decision. Have you... followed anyone else's kind of... Have you been aware of anyone, any of your contemporaries or other musicians who've come recently you really just up and...
Yeah.
Wow.
I've just kind of lived my whole life by instinct and things, and that's what led me to music. And I'm a painter. I've painted my whole life. It's one of my paintings on the front of the album.
Yeah.
And so it's just another instinctive thing that I always felt for a long time. If I was going to get to live out of this music business thing, my chance was gonna come from another country, and Canada just always felt like the place, and the visa situation was a lot easier than America or Europe, say.
You said that you did spend time last year, you said, in America?
Yeah, I've done two trips there just for 3 months at a time, traveling and just to write, and met lots of friends over there. But I went there purely only because a friend at home in Australia told me to go and see a friend in California, and then she sent me on to her friend and her friend. And so, I only got up here once. I went to Golden, which I fell in love with, in eastern BC there. And so it's good to be back. But I haven't done much exploring out of the city because I've just been, trying to get gigs and do all that. So hopefully I'll get to see some nature eventually.
Oh, yeah, I recommend, some of the nearby islands, at least. Maybe you could go to Victoria,
Well, the sun's out, too.
Yeah, you've pretty much come at the ideal time.
Yeah.
So Jason, is this your first full release recording?
Well, I did an EP a few years ago on my own. I started in 2007, and I released the EP that year. It was the first few songs I'd written. And then I did an album with a label and... 2009. Since then I'm independent again, so this is really my third, but it's kind of like I wasn't too happy with the last two, so this one's really like a new start,
and
count it as my first.
Yeah
It's the only one I want people to hear in the future.
That's it, yeah. New start, new country, and I dare say this is the debut in this country. Let's play another track. This is Jason Lowe here live in the studio, CITR Radio.
by the wilder water's hum. You and me ignite, living in each other's hands, running in luminous light. Call you when I need you close, when I'm broken down, whether we are one or alone, eternal is the blame. Well, come in, let me heal you where you lie, oh, where you lie, and come out, out in the wind, let me run with you around. Watch it in such tethered times. Only fears are ends of lines. Darkness looms from our deadly swells. What time of now is time of need. A time of now is time of need. There's an old piano I play downstairs, by a picture window view. Sing the sorrow and paint the light, and bring it home to you. Well, come in, come in, let me hold you in the wild, yeah, in the wonder. And come in, lay your head, lay it down, oh, lay it down. And come out, out in the wind. Let me run with you around.
Another stunning song here live from Jason Lowe. He is an Australian singer-songwriter and performer. So what was that track called?
To the Wind and Rome.
To the Wind and Rome. Oh, that's the first track.
That's the first track, yeah.
First track of the Jason Lowe's self-titled album that just popped into the station. And good timing, because he's playing this weekend. Where are you playing?
I'm playing tonight at, I think I pronounce it wrong, but Cafe Montmartre on Main Street. I'm playing there tonight and tomorrow night from 8:30, and then next Friday I play at Café du Soleil.
Oh yeah,
at 8 o'clock.
Oh great, that's one of the best venues in town.
That's
yeah.
a good spot. Yeah,
Commercial
very good.
Drive. Yeah. So Jason Lowe, of course, you mentioned Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, and you know, inspirations of yours. Any tracks in particular? Like, I'll be honest. Like, as a music lover, I have. I don't know a lot of Joni Mitchell. I just wasn't in my house growing up, and Neil I've got into, but Joni's on my list, and it's like, where do I start, Jason? There's the Blue album, of course, everyone says. Can you point me in other more or less obvious directions, or like?
Well, I kind of like everything she's done. She started off in that really early folky kind of stage, and she did a lot of, I mean, she's her own style. Mm. Like, there's nobody like her anywhere with everything that she does. But just for the sake of a, you know, better explanation, it's folky kind of the first, you know, like five albums, I think, verging on more jazz with her open tunings. She was very experimental. And then she kind of made this more jazz-influenced stuff, which I adore too. But if I had to recommend something for first listen, Blue's definitely a good one, just because it's pretty accessible and very, very heartfelt and deep. And then you could listen to ones like Clouds and Ladies from the Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
And things like that. But Hijira's one of my favorites. That's okay. When she was just starting to really become this extraordinary, even more of a new breed of human.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, so I'd check them out for sure, Blue and Hijira.
Okay. So. And I was just looking to on your press release here that came with the record, and you've played with Dan Mangan, who of course is a Vancouverite.
Yeah.
Was that when he toured Australia? Or?
Yeah, he was in Australia, and he's a really nice guy, and I did a support for him, and he was really nice. He said, look me up if you ever come over to Canada. So I looked him up, and hopefully he's pointed me in the right direction for a lot of venues, and hopefully we're going to get together and have a coffee or something soon.
Right.
So going to try. I hear he's a huge celebrity over here.
Well, I mean, he's like, as far as Vancouver goes, he's like the biggest name, like, I mean, for singer-songwriters, like, currently, I guess.
He's very humble. He's good.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you see him out walking around. I've seen him just, you know, shopping for groceries and stuff, you know. And Jeff Martin here from the Tea Party.
Yep. Yeah. Canadian guy as well, I think.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, the Tea Party, they're, if not their biggest, one of their biggest markets was Australia. Like, and they, when I was a teenager, they were, like, I saw them a few times because that was the big, one of the big bands that came through town kind of regularly was the Tea Party.
Yeah.
And I guess he keeps coming back.
He lives over there in Perth. He lives on the West Coast. And so he tours Australia a lot. Huh. And I toured kind of the East Coast thing with him. And he had this new group called the Armada.
Oh.
And it's a cool bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Playing really cool music. And but I think he spends more time over there than here nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah. And how about other Australian influences for what you do? Can you?
Yeah, well, I've been stuck in this kind of time warp for the last 5 years or something, listening to nothing but 1970s and 60s. But before
that,
before that, I adored Xavier Rudd. And because when I was in high school, late in high school, from year 10 onwards, the whole roots music thing boomed. Mm. Jack Johnson and Xavier Rudd and Ben Harper and John Butler Trio all became giant, and so we were all into that stuff, and we listened to it a lot, and so that stuff definitely influenced me. I was playing bass in a punk band in high school, and playing drums and things, so that's what kind of started me mellowing out, and now I play stuff that's, you know, listen to stuff that's pretty sedate, and definitely Xavier Rudd and Beautiful Girls, a few other groups like that.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, I want to play like a track off the CD, like one of your recorded tracks. But because we've got you here, like, we can't forsake this opportunity to, I think, do at least one more if you're okay.
All right. Yeah, I have to tune my guitar.
Yeah. So yeah.
Got different tunings all the time.
So this is Jason Lowe. He is from Victoria, the state of Victoria in Australia. And he is here for kind of an indeterminate amount of time.
Yeah, as long as my money lasts.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you a bit more after he's done another track about how you can find more of what his music and his gigs. So what have we got... what's the track?
This will be, I think, the third, maybe? Could be the third.
Yeah. No Longer an Eden?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. So No Longer an Eden. This is a track from Jason Lowe, off the album Jason Lowe. And we'll be right back again with this to have a just a quick chat again and say goodbye. And if you like what you hear, don't forget you can hear them tonight at the
Cafe Montmartre.
Cafe Montmartre. Yep. Yep. All right.
Colorado Ridgeway Rodeo scene, my valley of dreams. Mama's gone now, all we have is our hearts, and as I breathe, long live. But where will we go? We dream of living by a stream and growing as we, as long as it's fine. Well, I am no miner. Don't let it heal. Holding true. Death has found me, I'm all alone in this scene, covers my dreams. The same society took my baby from me a long time ago. Now where will I go? Where will I go, my love? Will I know? How will I know?
The 35th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. From Dan Mangan, The Head and the Heart, and Hey Rosetta, to the voice of Tunisia's Amel Mathluthi and Mozambique's Wazimbo, there are artists you know and love, plus a world of amazing music to discover. 3 evenings, 2 full days of music and magic. You want to be there. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca. Supported in part by CITR 101.9 FM.
And this is CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And that was another track, live in the studio, by Jason Lowe, No Longer an Eden. Thanks so much, Jason, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so Jason is here visiting Vancouver, and he's playing tonight at a cafe...
Montmartre, yeah.
Montmartre.
And tomorrow night.
Oh, and tomorrow night.
And next Friday at Café du Soleil on Commercial.
Yep.
At 8 o'clock.
And I'm sure more gigs to come. And so you can catch, you can find his music too at jasonlowe.bandcamp.com. So that's Jason Lowe, L-O-W-E. And there's also jasonlowemusic.com. And yeah, thanks so much, Jason. It's been a real treat. And yeah, we'll I'm sure we'll hear from you again.
Thank you.
Enjoy your stay.
Take care.
Yeah. And while we're here, let's just finish up with an actual recorded track here from Jason Lowe off the album. This is track 7, Seas of Sacred Song. And it's been wonderful having Jason live here. Here we go. One last track.
Upon you. listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Station tours start at noon, and we are located on the second floor of the sub.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection.
So we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and we have Folk Fest coming up in Vancouver, July 13th, 14th, and 15th at Jericho Beach. So let's just play a few tracks from some of the artists who are featured. There's a sampler that's come to the radio station featuring some of the artists that are playing. So I'm going to play for you, first up, Bon Bolesse. And we're also going to hear after that, well, let's say Bon Bolesse is from Montreal. They're a 7-member samba reggae outfit. And we're also then going to hear a band that's called Canalize. They are also from Montreal, and they have a mix of Cajun, country, blues, bluegrass, so some more Quebecois music. And then one more track, which I'll tell you who that is after it's played. So here's some musicians who are going to be playing at Vancouver Folk Fest coming up next weekend.
No me detengo por cualquier motivo, sino que en mis sueños yo me siento mucho más vivo, sino que en mis sueños yo me siento mucho más vivo. La revolución no es armada, sino es muy bien pensada. La revolución no es armada, sino es algo muy bien pensado. Bailando esa danza de muchas esperanzas, se equilibra la balanza, se equilibra hasta la panza. No me detengo por cualquier motivo, sino que en mis sueños yo me siento mucho más vivo, sino que en mis sueños yo me siento mucho más vivo. La revolución no es armada, sino es muy bien pensada. La revolución no es armada, sino es muy bien pensada.
Palma.
Thank you.
rester d'accord. Je veux entendre ta voix jusqu'à ce trop tard. Oh, parle-moi encore, parle-moi. We'll be right back.
this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from? From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Okay, so our Folk Fest is on here in Vancouver on the weekend of 13th, 14th, and 15th of 2012. And you heard three acts there. You heard Bon Bolesse and Ken Allais, both from Quebec. And we also heard Jaron Freeman Fox and The Opposite of Everything and his track called Caboose. So all those artists and many, many more are going to be at Folk Fest, including Jeff Burner, a local favourite. Okay, so, and coming up this weekend, I'm going to play for you a track right now. This is a live track to get you in the mood for Jungal. So Jungal, J-U-N-G-A-L. Three female musicians from Australia who are playing at the Cosmic Zoo at 9 p.m. tomorrow night in Vancouver. And I wanted to play you, just because they're definitely one of those bands that are a live band. You got to, you know, see them live. So I'm going to play for you a live track here by Jungal. And if you like them, you can see them tomorrow night at Cosmic Zoo in Vancouver. Okay, this is Jungal.
Look like an 80s glamour.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed the show. There was live music from Jason Lowe, so go back and listen to the podcast if you missed that part. Go to Google and type in Oz Stranded, and it'll all come up for you, all the podcasts. And so that show, that song there was Jungle. You can hear them at the Cosmic Zoo here in Vancouver tomorrow. They're Australian, three women, beautiful, wonderful performers. This is Stranded. I'm Matt. African Rhythms up next.
Britney! Xtina.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free.
Mariah. CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
The Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.